I'll call it words of inspiration. Many churches and faith-based institutions, organizations, finding different ways to communicate with members, helping out the general public in ways that help can be done. Communications done so much now electronically. For me, in my case, like many churches and faith-based places, the online streaming services have become the quote-unquote norm on a weekly basis.
For a lot of churches.
And messages are being delivered electronically, whether it's through email, whether it's through phones, what have you. Every week, my church has special messages that are delivered from the leaders. And I thought the message that we received yesterday from one of our pastors, Matt Hauser, who's a young pastor, who is really based at our school, and he connects with the kids. He's a kid himself. Yeah, he really is. In many ways, he is. And he'll admit to it. But he passed along this, and I just thought this was an interesting maybe way to remember how lives are being lived these days. Because he talked about a meme that he saw online that he liked so much, he says he saved it to his phone. And it goes this way. We are all in the same boat. We are not all in the same storm. For some people, it's sprinkling. This is a break. It's a breather. It's a pause in the normal. It's a time to reconnect with family and slow down. Honestly, it's kind of peaceful. For some, it's a storm. It's a bit scary. It's disruptive. It's enough to make you stay up and watch the news and worry. For some, it's a hurricane. It's tearing at the boards and pulling off the roof. It's washing them out to sea. It's dark and unknown, and it's life-changing. It's not wrong to be enjoying the sprinkles or enduring the storm, but please don't negate the difference. Rest with family, but don't minimize the hurricane engulfing your neighbor. Laugh at this meme, but get on your knees for your friends. Get in someone else's storm.
Oh, that's a great extended analogy.
It really is. I mean, because that's what it is for so many. I mean, we are all in this world, but living different lives depending on how your life is being affected.
In different degrees.
Very much so. When you think about it, couldn't you extend that to even beyond COVID-19? I mean, at any time, we're all living in this world, but yet our lives are lived in such vastly different circumstances. Hopefully yours are always peaceful and calm, but so many of your neighbors, even in your own family, you know, how many storms are being lived through. So let's never forget that.
And so often affected by choices. Your choice whether or not you wear a mask.
Yeah, exactly. The things you do on a daily basis might determine whether or not that you're living in the peaceful calm or the storm or the hurricane.
Whether you choose to save for the future or not, et cetera. There's so many things that enter into this.
So we appreciate that. And again, Pastor Matt, appreciate you sending that along. Just thought it was something that was maybe helpful or thoughtful or inspirational, just something to think about.